Hi, ladies. My name is Busisi Oshajayo. I'm a career coach and founder of Black Women in the Workplace. So I thought I should do a live to just talk about ways we disempower ourselves as women in the workplace. And as a result, we are not able to have careers where we feel we are successful, where we feel we are appreciated, where we feel we're enjoying ourselves and doing what we love. Because I really believe that a job shouldn't be about getting the job done and getting the salary. It should be a place where you feel your creativity, feel creative, feel successful, feel like you're making a difference, feel like you're where you want to be and things are happening and you are making a difference and you're making moves and you're making money. So this video is about how Black women then, because of what they don't know, they don't position themselves to be very successful in the workplace. So the first thing, the first reason why Black women tend to not be very successful in the workplace, and this is proven. If you look at LinkedIn reports, if you look at in South Africa, the Commission for Equality reports, Commission for Employment Equity report, talks about the fact that Black women are still not making it to the C-suites, they're not still not making it to executive positions. And the reason for that is some of the things that I'm going to talk about in this video. The first thing that we all know of, as Black people, we have been conditioned to see ourselves as inferior. This was to help the colonization project, the apartheid project in South Africa. So for white supremacy to work, we had to be made to believe that we are inferior. So we struggle with inferiority complex, and it's something that we need to build deliberately. So firstly, the first thing that Black women struggle with in the workplace is identifying exactly what they want. So being clear about what they want. And some of the reason for this is because of the scarcity concept. You come from a scarcity because the colonization project had to ensure that or resulted in us not being able to make a lot of money, not coming from families that had made a lot of money, because it was made sure that Black people don't have access to opportunities. So most of us don't come from a lot of abundance or a lot of money or places where things were easy. So we tend to believe that things are hard, and we tend to believe that we just need to accept that which is there, and we cannot just create our own, or we cannot just want more because there's not enough. So we tend to not know what we want. I meet with women who say, "I want to just get out of finance. I'm just so tired of finance." But what do you want? You don't even know what you want. So if you don't know what you want, then you don't know what you're working towards. You don't have goals that you're working towards that will direct all your actions. So that's the first thing, not knowing what you want. The second thing is not knowing what you bring to the table. So you don't know what you do well, or you know it, but you don't know how to articulate it. And there's a reason for that, because we have been taught as Black women that we need to be polite, that you need to be humble, that you shouldn't toot your own horn. So we struggle with articulating exactly that which we bring to the table. We struggle with talking about things that we've done well. And the problem is that people then don't know what you're good at. They don't know what you can do. So they won't call you when they want things done, because they just don't know that you can do it, because you don't know what you can do. The third thing is that we tend to work hard and not understand that that building your career is more than just working hard. There are other things. It's about how you come across. It's about how you communicate. It's about how you look like. That's also another thing. We don't work on our brand. We don't deliberately work on our brand, not understanding that we are the whole package. And when someone buys your services, they buy their whole package. We tend to make decisions about people based on how they look like, based on how they sound like. We make a decision whether we should trust them or not. So if you are not clear about what you bring to the table, and if you are not clear about the fact that the workplace is a game of strategy, you need to be strategic about deliberately creating the career that you want. You need to understand that it's not just about working hard. There are other things that come into play. And you need to be clear about building a brand. So you need to identify, what do you want people to think about you, to think of you? What do you want people to see of you? What confidence you want to bring to people's minds about you, and building that based on what you can do, based on how you come across, based on how you look, based on how you interact with others, based on how you communicate. All of those things are very important in not giving away our power and in being deliberate about building our careers. The last thing is about performance effectiveness. We tend to work very hard, but we tend to not be strategic about what we work hard on. What are you working hard on? What you're working hard on, what is important? And also, are you taking initiative, or do you just do what is required? So we tend to just bury our head and just do that which you're asked to do, and not really be proactive about solving the actual problems that need to be solved. And that is because we are not aware of the information that we need to have, of this, of the knowledge that we need to build in the workplace, so that our thinking and our problem solving capacity, and even how we articulate ourselves, is different because of what we know about the workplace that which we're in. So yeah, those are the ways that Black women give their power away and not position themselves better in the workplace. So let me know what you think, and please comment on the video below.